WSDA 680 monitoring.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
WSDK 347, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Right, and mobile, and holy Massachusetts fog is thick up here this morning. Yourself.
Not too bad down here. There's some overcast. Might have a little rain today, but other than that, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a high 70s here today as well once this burns off. Enjoy your day and be safe. You and yours, enjoy your Sunday. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Dad 4, same to you. Have a good one. WSDJ 347.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
This is WRTC 347 Dan. Standing by.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
This is 392. What's going on?
I'm making copies.
WSCI 392 to station 783, you there? Yeah, we're kind of staticky here. We're still, we're on the Bay City, I believe we're Peter, but we're north of Bay City yet. Over.
Coming in pretty clear, but there's still a little static. Over.
All right. Well, I think we're still a little bit out of range, but I'll hit you up later. This is WSCI 329 monitoring.
WSCI 783 monitoring.
WSCI 783 to 392, copy.
Yeah, this is 392. We just crossed the Milwaukee Bridge. Over.
Woohoo! Over.
Yeah, we'll probably see you, it looks like, in about an hour.
Sounds good. That'll be about the time I gotta take Miss Luna home. Over.
Take her out back with that ball runner in the ground.
That's already been done. Over.
All right. Well, I'll hit you up on the foot repeater as we get closer, so I'll talk at you later. WSCI 329, monitoring.
Sounds good. WSCI 783, on standby.
This is WRTP 347. Dan, standing by.
WSCI 783 to 392, copy.
Yep, this is 392. What's going on?
Ready to fold the load of flows and then take Luna home. Copy.
You on base or the mobile?
Come back. 392.
Are you on the base or the mobile?
Right now I'm on the base.
Did you run Luna home?
No, I said I have to fold a load of flows, and then I'm going to take Luna home. Copy?
Yeah, I copied. I will be home in 20 minutes.
Copy that. WSCI 783, out.
WSCI 392, I'm clear.
City RTP 347, stand. Yeah. Stand by.
WSCI 783, the station 392, copy.
This is 392, copy.
I am mobile. We'll be home probably in about 10, 15, 20 minutes. Copy.
We will be there in 5. This is WSCI 392 on standby.
Well, I am on Dunnett Lake Road, so I may pass you. This is WSCI 783 on standby.
Don't forget the wave.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. I'm not sure if it's on your end or mine, but you're a little choppy in there. Heard the audio, but couldn't quite make it out too great. 710 mobile, anything to say?
WSDM 306 for WSEQ 436. Max, can you hear me? WSEM 306 for WSEQ 436. Max, can you hear me? Over. WSEY 43. WSEM 306 for WSEQ 436. Max, can you hear me?
Check, you're kind of correct. 347.
WSEM 306 for WSEQ 436. Max, can you hear me?
is WSCG 417 on station and monitoring. Looking for Jody Girl. You out there, Jody Girl? 417 Beta.
WSBQ 436, doing a radio check. Can anyone hear me out there?
This is WSEG 417 out of Westland. You're coming through loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I'm monitoring.
WSEM 306 for WSEQ 436. Max, can you hear me?
WSEQ 436. How's it going, Grant?
Hey, doing great. I have a really good timing for doing it, so I'm talking right when the automated voice comes on. Ah, nice. Right there. Done it three times today. I almost feel like I'm causing it.
How's the rain down there?
It's still pretty gloomy. It's overcast. My car says it's 73 degrees, but yeah, it's gloomy.
That you are progressing the list now?
I am. I did. I got all the thank you cards that I said I was going to get. And my sister and my mom are coming to meet me for dinner.
Did you bag the sale then?
I tried to make time to go dry out the spinnaker and was met with complaints, so I've been convinced to do it after dinner.
That'll be fun evening activity for you. Let me know if you need any help with it.
Well, I'll let you know. I know you're on a long drive home, so let me know what you feel like when you get back.
For sure. It's been pretty quiet, but only 45 minutes left, so not too much longer.
Are you on the Flint repeater, or no? You must be on the Detroit repeater, then.
Nope, currently on the Flint repeater. Just did a radio call a few minutes ago, and so it's the first time I'm linking to the same network with a different repeater.
Yeah, it's awesome. I thought I heard you. Did you try up in Pinconning? I thought I maybe heard you, but it was really broken up.
I did, but yeah, I only really heard static, so I was a long shot.
I tried to reach you too, but I think it was just wasn't good enough to really make contact.
Bummer, I couldn't make it to the Sheboygan one, but we'll have to do a tour of all the repeaters in the network someday.
Yeah, that's fun. We should definitely do that. Yeah, I'm about to go into the building, so I probably will lose you here, but this is WSEM 306 standing by.
Sounds good. Nice to chat with you. I'll see you soon. WSEQ 436 standing by.
WSEG 417 on station and monitoring for Jody Girl. You out there? You got it out?
WRVV 525 mobile.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
How you doing this evening, Bob? WRVV 525, Nick down here in Southfield.
Nick in Southfield. All systems go here, brother. Beautiful evening. Still looking at about, 74 degrees here. And clear skies. How about yourself? Living the dream.
Yeah, not bad. It's about 70 and cloudy down here, but closing out the weekend all right. I'm making a quick trip to the grocery store, pick up a few things, get ready for the week to go.
Roger that. Did you say you were located again there?
I'm in Southfield, right on the north border of Detroit.
good copy. You know right where you're at then. Well, like I said, you're not missing a thing. It's going to be a beautiful evening, and our trees continue to turn slowly up here. Now, of course, it looks like we're going to have a long Indian summer. Roger.
Okay, that's good to get that report. Yeah, I'll be heading up that way, not quite up as far as Sheboygan, but in a couple weeks here, family and I usually go up there to see if we can see the color, but I might be a little early this year, but it'll be good to get away anyway.
On all accounts. Good to get away and good to see family and, of course, the changing of the seasons is always a good thing. All right, Nick, well, travel safe there and best to you and yours. Give us a holler when you get up this way. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
All right, will do. Yeah, good chatting with you, Bob. WRCP 544, WRVV 525. You have a good evening.
Station 544. Station out there, 544. WRUG radiation copy.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Well, good evening, sir.
Well, good evening, Bob. I just want to see how you're doing today. And that's about it. How is the weather by you?
Absolutely beautiful day. Upper 70s, not a cloud in the sky. Very little wind. And we did nothing but rest and relax today, Roger. Oh, no, I take that back. The mist has accomplished quite a bit, Roger.
Does that, Bob? And here it's cloudy. It's very a little bit dark over here, and it sounds like it's gonna rain tonight or something like that. I just want to find out how you're doing today, and that's about it. I relaxed all day today too, Roger.
Look at that, my brother. Old soldiers like us, we need that every once in a while, Roger, Jack.
Sure, we do. We really do. We need that once in a while.
Well, as always, hey, and if you hear from that Randall character, go ahead and pass him on that 10-5 about that MFJ antenna board for his window. All right, brother. Yeah, as always, you need anything, you know where to find us. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sir. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final jet.
Okay, sir, you take care and you have a good evening. And I'm going to give him a shout out if he's out there or not. WRUG 88.
out there, 218. 218 out there. WIUG, put it in, copy. Station 218 out there. Station 218. WIUG, put it in, copy. Well, I guess not. He's not out there. I'm going to text him anyhow. Bob, I will text him right now and tell him. All right, good talking to you out there. WIUG, put it in, clear.
As always, sir, an honor and a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Jack. WRZP 544, clear the net.
Station 847. This is WIUG. For any copy. WSDY, it went
home monitoring. WIUG, for any clear.
WSDS 447, listening.
good. How about you? I shouted for you yesterday, but nobody came back. It was a little bit late, too.
I was up north. There's no part of this network that reaches me on my property. Yeah, I ran up there to do some work. The trailer I was supposed to borrow has a brake issue. Couldn't use it. Had a good old weekend just relaxing.
See, where are you at now? At work?
Kick it to 5. Go up on 5 watt. WIUG 48. All right, I forgot the change. Yeah, it was glorious and sunny all weekend long up there for us. The rain never made it up near us.
But here was raining and it stopped. Back to rain, stop, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, you got hurricane rain, we got beautiful sunshine. Anyways, yeah, we just got home, and the roads are wet, but it's not raining.
Probably. Anyhow. Do you get anything done out that way, up north?
Well, I got my lawn tractor fixed. I got the new wheels and tires installed and the new tower for the blade. Got that all working. And I did blow some leaves. Not a lot on the ground yet. Not a lot of color up there yet. It's mostly all green. But, you know, a tree here, a tree there is dropping leaves already.
Go back up there and see a lot of leaves down anyhow. Roger.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about 2 weeks to go up there and you know,
sounds like you're moving around,
Brian. Oh, same spot. Anyways, yeah, I got to get out of here. I got one more thing to do this evening, and then I'm going to take a nap and sleep like a real person tonight.
That's good. We missed you at breakfast, so... Oh, yeah, what the heck, is this guy, he's coming in or he's not coming in? I don't know then. That was it, he didn't come at all. Anyhow, no problem at all. All right, Brian?
Yeah, well, if I don't have to stay at work and I'm not up north, try to get things ready for hunting season and try to get things ready for winter up there. Roger?
Where are you going to go at, up there, at that Three River?
No, if you draw a straight line from Clare to Mount Pleasant, I am just west of that, about halfway to the beach, out the middle of the woods.
See, by that, I believe it is a state line back that way, isn't it?
I'm just north of the Indian Reservation. The closest town is Lake Station on US 10.
see what you're saying. I've been in that Indian reservation so many times, and I don't know you were out that way anyhow. Roger?
Yeah, some of the gates are about 2 miles from our place. Roger.
I got you. Yeah, I know. We've been that way anyhow. We've been for, what is it? Well, I've been going up north for about 15 years ago. Roger.
Well, I've been going to this particular area for, I was in my teens. That's all I can tell you. Sometime in my teens. So probably getting close to 50 years. My mom and dad's next door neighbor had property up there. We started going to his place. Then my dad bought his property, and I ended up getting the 10 acres next to my dad's property. So, yeah, we got 20 to hunt or roam during the summertime and, just enjoy ourselves.
I might pay a visit over that way. Maybe, I don't know yet. Because there's another couple of places I want to go see, and that's why.
Yeah, well, somebody put up a repeater over in Barrington, which is to my west, that actually works pretty good on my property, so I don't have to build my own little repeater to cover, you know, in our association area where we ride and all that sort of stuff, but, yeah, 25 minutes on a rainy day, I could be in the casino having fun.
Hey, you're right about that. 25 minutes from the casino, that's not bad at all. I used to have, what the heck did I call that? I forgot. I used to have half an acre down that way, but I sold it about 3 years ago.
Well, I've got 10, and like I say, my sister and my brother took over my mom and dad's 10 when they both passed away, so we've got the 20 acres, and we enjoy it. It's wooded, but we do have our campfire areas and whatnot, mobile homes that we stay in, so it's almost like being at home.
We used to have 80 acres in Clare County, where the Amish is, and we sold that about 25 years ago. And now we end up with nothing, and we go over there to find what can we get some over there. We have not got anything.
Yeah, well, you got to really look. A lot of it people want way too much money for. But, I bought mine back in 93,
94. And it did a good thing about 93, 94, which is good. It wasn't that high at that time.
No, I paid, grand total with everything, financing, or the interest charges, because I did mine on land contract, I paid a little over $15,000 for my property. Now, if I were to try and sell it now, I'd probably get close to $50,000.
You're right. Well, I sold that half an acre, and that's about the county was, by the way. Yeah, that half an acre. I sold it. I bought it for Isabella County. It was an auction for $750. But 3 years ago, I got $10,000 for it.
Yeah, a lot of things going expensive in Isabella County. Well, everywhere. I won't take this visit without counting, but everywhere. All right, Jack, I got to get on out of here. It was a pleasure talking to you. I will talk to you during the week, that's for sure.
No problem, Brian, any time. I don't mind at all. All right, we'll get you out of here. I got to get me some water to drink, and I got to listen to Hazel Park. Net. I'll talk to you later. WIUG 48.
WRFX 96.
WRVV 690, listening.
676, WRVV 690.
WRVV 690, yeah, listening.